Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 7th of March, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we'll start off today's show with some Apple rumors and pretty much what we've been hearing all along. Yada, 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 iPhone 8, yada, 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 5.8 inch, yada, 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 yeah, OLED, and blah, blah, blah. The only thing that makes this rumor a little bit different, we're hearing that Apple now aims to make every iPhone with an OLED screen display, that is, by 2019. And yes, I can hear everybody going, oh, man, really? Now, these back up what we've been hearing all along. There'll be three iPhones coming out this year. 4.7, 5.5, and at 5.8. The 4.7 and the 5.5, you're stuck with an LCD. But if you want the latest and the greatest and want to spend more money, that 5.8 inch we're seeing is gonna have the OLED screen. So why take this route? Well, first and foremost, it'll make people buy that more expensive phone. That's the first giveaway. The other they're saying, though, it has to do with supply, stating that there seems to not be quite enough OLED displays to do all three phones, which I think is a bunch of BS. Well, since Facebook is kind of copying a lot of things Snapchat does, I guess Twitch is thinking, why don't we copy a lot of things that Facebook does? I'm sure a lot of gamers have noticed this, that Twitch is looking a lot more like a social media platform now, hence Facebook and even a little bit like Twitter. Given the fact that you've already got the addition of private messaging and live update tools, well, there's another thing to add in the mix. It's called Pulse. What's it do for you as a twitching gamer? It basically just transforms the whole site into a social networking service. Pulse over there at Twitch will allow streamers and users to post updates that will show up on a news feed. Yeah, sound familiar, yeah. Those updates can be, you know, streaming clips, YouTube video links, links themselves, photos, and even a message you want to share with your followers. Pulse will then collect all these messages in one spot so fans don't have to visit specific pages to see one particular feed. They can see all the latest streaming news. Before long, Twitch will probably start looking like Snapchat too. Well, yesterday we mentioned about the Nintendo Switch. Yeah, you can't wrap up those things with any special wrapping or whatever you want to do. But what you can do is use the Joy-Con controllers, yeah, on Windows, Mac, and even Android. Really? Yep, that's right. You can use your controller with your Pro Gaming System on your PC now or even your Android phone. Also, there's actually an Easter egg on the Switch Pro controller, too. Yeah, I know, most of the time we find them in games, but no, it's in the hardware this time. All you gotta do is pull back on the right-hand stick of the Switch Pro controller, then a little message from Nintendo will pop up. This is thanks to all game fans. As for those of you wondering why the controller can work with Windows and Android, it's a little thing called Bluetooth. Yep, that's the secret. And finally, yeah, it's a shorty one today, boys and girls. Yeah, yesterday we were talking about the end finally, you know, about working out, getting a device, you know, spending $700 to see if you're losing any fat. But before you do that, you gotta do what that old saying says, you gotta jumpstart your metabolism. Turns out that that's just a load of crap. Yeah, science has now confirmed that you can't just jumpstart your metabolism thinking, woohoo, I'm a fat-burning machine now. Turns out that's just a bunch of retail marketing talk. The only thing you can actually do is just eat better. By doing that, it'll help you burn more energy. Mind you, though, this is not a quick fix or immediate results, which is why people go, oh. Really, when you get down to it, your metabolism is just all about chemicals and digestion. Scientists saying that, yeah, there's no reason to get out those jumper cables because there's nothing to jumpstart. So the next time somebody says to you, man, I need to jumpstart my metabolism, tell them to put down the hamburger first. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is our website. Of course, you know that already. Get on over there, get subscribed to our podcast, and so many other things you can check out while you're over there. The blog, the review section. Heck, if you love what we're doing, consider donating to our Patreon fund. You can do that all over there at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also like our Facebook page if you like us at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. We love for you to join us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back for your Wednesday hump day installment. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, let's jumpstart our Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.